You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. How do you detect a cancer that has no symptoms? A lot of times it's because of chance and circumstances. Kelly Colavecchio and her husband Jim were ready to start a family, but then she received a stage 3 ovarian cancer diagnosis. Kelly is now 30 years old and she has the word faith tattooed on her wrist. It's a reminder to her that everything happens for a reason. She told us her story for this edition of our series, Patient Files.
This is me and my dad at my wedding during the first father-daughter dance. My husband and I during our first dance. I got married at 26. I thought I was too young to start a family. And my husband wanted to start right away and he kind of had to talk me into it. And luckily he did. And we were having some issues, so we sought some fertility treatment. One test led to another test that led to another test, and they found I had a mass on my ovary. So we did just a biopsy. They weren't expecting to find anything. They just thought maybe it looked a little abnormal. They were going to biopsy it. But I remember coming right out of surgery and them saying, we didn't expect this to be abnormal, but it is, and I need you to see an oncologist. And I remember just kind of speechless I was definitely speechless. The only symptom I had was my pants didn't fit as well. I thought maybe I was just gaining a little weight, but looking back now, I guess that could have been bloating. The first signs that they say of ovarian cancer can be bloating. But really, I felt fine. Everything else was fine. Luckily we were trying to start a family at that time. After being diagnosed, we still had the hope that we could start a family. So we spoke to the oncologist. My oncologist and my fertility doctor worked together and they decided that I had enough time to go through egg harvesting prior to my chemo. We did chemo for 6 months, 6 rounds. It was hard. It took a few months to get my strength back. It really wiped me out for a while. I was still working on and off. I work as a nurse. But I could feel myself, I was definitely weak. I gained a lot of weight. I just felt unhealthy. A year after I finished chemo, I was cleared by my oncologist and cleared by my fertility specialist to go ahead and pursue IVF. So we made the decision. We weren't sure what would happen after the pregnancy. It could come back. There was always a possibility it could come back. And we had 6 very good-looking embryos to work with. We'd made the decision to transfer 2. They both took.
James, say hi.
James Thomas was born first, and 2 minutes later, Brielle Marie. I would do it all over again if I could. After they were born, during my C-section, they did find new masses. They found new masses on my uterus and did some biopsies while they were in there at the C-section, and they were abnormal. We were so happy about the twins. It was the farthest thing from my mind at that moment, really. I remember him saying during the C-section, we see a growth. They knew I had a fibroid, but it wasn't normal is what Howie described it. Doesn't look normal. I'm going to take a few biopsies. We made the decision 6 weeks after they were born, that was the week of Christmas, to go ahead and do a total radical hysterectomy. During the radical hysterectomy, some more of the fluid biopsies came back abnormal as well. I had a few days where I may have cried myself while the babies were crying. All 3 of us were just crying at the same time. So right now, we're waiting for treatment decisions. There is a chance I might need more treatment. I mean, look at these 2 babies. I am so lucky. I know how lucky I am. I mean, if we weren't trying when we were, they may not have caught it in time. And here I was able to keep my uterus, do the IVF, have these 2 beautiful babies, and just in time before I had to have it taken out. Really, I'm pretty lucky.
Kelly Colavecchio lives outside of Philadelphia with her husband and her twins. Did you like this story? Subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes.